Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, and just take the pulse. So much you can do up there, really, seriously. And I do appreciate the time you're spending up there. The you guys... If, you know, you got to get involved in you head over to the website, therealside.com. We got a great chat room there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I forgot about that. I forgot about that on purpose, actually. We have, who was talking about it? Bill? Talking about the synthetic meat? Bill Gates? He wishes everybody would eat synthetic meat? Really, Bill? Seriously. This is sad and sick. These people, when they get money, when they get that rich and out of control, I mean, they really look down on you. You know, now, I'll give them credit for the way they grew the company. Don't get me wrong. But they didn't come about because they had the best product on the market. They had to go buy the product, and they did. They did it legitimately. They bought the product that they needed. They got in bed with IBM, and that's how they got their first big grip of money, you know? Microsoft. Read the story about Microsoft today. See the movie. And now we're supposed to believe that because they have money like some of these guys, that we should listen to everything they say? Yeah, don't do it. They're not as smart as they'd like you to believe they are. All right. I don't know if you guys heard, I mean, this has just gone viral all over the internet. School board that was mocking parents who support the reopening. One school board member on a hot mic says, oh, they want their babysitters back. And they were all caught, three of them anyway, were caught belittling the local parents. Aren't they supposed to be there to support the parents? Aren't they supposed to be there to make sure that the kids, here's something I know the teachers get mad at me for when I say it, really. Yes, we're there for everybody. I got that. But our main goal is to make sure that our children get the best education in a safe environment. All right? And we're not wasting taxpayer dollars. Now, that should bring along the teachers, the administration, and the facilities. But I've had many teachers get mad at me and say, no, you never mentioned the teachers. I shouldn't have to. You got a college degree. Figure it out. If I want the kids to have a better education, I'm going to hire better teachers. If I want the kids to have a better education and a safe place to be, I'm going to make sure that the facilities are safe for them to be in. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you go through all these things, and you're trying to get people to listen and pay attention. And again, as they would say, use context clues. Northern California School Board discusses ways to limit the public's ability to speak at meetings. And so much for transparent and open. Why is it the Dems do this? They keep talking about the Republicans wanting to hide everything, wanting to bury everything. They don't want you to know what's going on. Yet it's the Republicans that are fighting for more openness in these areas, not Democrats. Not by any stretch of the imagination. One school board member I guess it's Lisa Brizendine. She says that they want their babysitters back. Now, she's a trustee at the Oakley Union Elementary School District. I think that's north of San Francisco. This is what she told her colleagues during a pre-meeting session that they believed was unopened to the public. Yeah, you know what? What you learn in this business? The mic is always hot. Period. Right? School board members Kim Beatty mentioned a negative interaction with some frustrated parents. A frustrated parent then described her own mindset. She said, blank, if you're going to call me out, I'm going to blank you up. School board member. Right? I get called out all the time for being a conservative. You know, you don't jerk somebody around. Another member of the board theorized that the parents want their kids to go back to school so they can spend the day getting high. Right. They have a job, maybe. Maybe they have other things going on. Maybe they have five other kids. The board also discussed whether it would be possible to change the public comment portion of their meetings so the members of the public would be cut off automatically after 3 minutes of speaking time. Now, in California, the president of the board gets to set, this is me speaking, the president of the board gets to set the amount of time people get to speak. It could be a minute. It doesn't have to be three. And you can set the block of time. So you can have a minute each, up to 20 minutes for the group. Roughly 8 minutes of footage were recorded before the board members realized that they were not alone. The board didn't respond to a local reporter's request for comment, but school superintendent Gregory Hetrick released a public apology. See, this is how, that's just stupid. The apology should have been released by the school board members. They're the ones that said it. They're the ones that had no respect for the parents. I know that our students deserve better from us, said Hetrick. I pledge to work collaboratively with stakeholders and community members to begin doing the important work that is needed to rebuild the community trust in our district. But Hetrick did not make the offensive comments. The school board members made them, right? So parents have started a petition. They want them to resign. Well, what the parents aren't aware of, they live in California, which easily put together a recall petition. These are difficult times, and I'm sure it's frustrating to deal with irate parents, but that's the Board of Education's job. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Estate. Be back in a few minutes. A lot more going on. We'll be back right after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality and ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, you know, get involved, get engaged, local politics. Rand Paul was right. You know, I mean, the bottom line with this, we need to start locally. You really do. You need to start locally because that's where it's happening. That's where the aggravation is coming from, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. You know how much I love saying that. And I do appreciate it. Okay. I'm talking about these school board members that decided that, you know, parents really aren't worth the respect that they should get. And I'm going to tell you that as a school board member, this is not an uncommon mindset. Really, seriously, people, this is nothing new when you hear House of Trustees talk about parents. had one trustee that was so mad in my local area, that was so mad at one of the parents, wished them a fiery death in a parking lot or something along those lines. Really, I mean, that person, she was caught, flat out caught, telling so many nasties about parents and other people in the community. And you know what? The Dems supported her. They got behind her. They wouldn't let her fail. Think about that. They'll protect their own in a heartbeat. Nobody else, just their own. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the school board members that were caught. Yes, you heard me, that were caught telling nasties. You know, calling out parents, making fun of parents that wanted the kids to get back to school. They think because they want the babysitters. No, they want their kids to be healthy, mentally, physically, get educated. The distance learning is working for some, but not working for most. You know, and again, it's not the job of the parents to figure out how to make this work. That's what the school board's been elected to do. And if their superintendent and or staff is not doing the job, then they need to go and somebody else needs to come in and take their places. Really that simple. The members are supposed to be accountable to families because those are the people whose tax dollars fund that school system that they oversee. And parents have every right to call for public teachers or public school teachers whose salaries are also paid. That's the thing that bothers me the most. See, I talk to a lot of teachers. And I will tell you, the majority I talk to, maybe because they hunt me out because they know I'm a conservative, the majority of the ones I talk to agree with this line of thinking. They're getting paid with taxpayer dollars. They are doing a noble thing. They work hard at what they're doing. I do know a lot of teachers that love their kids, that care about their kids. But in the same vein as, you know, we want to blame the cops for the bad cops, if the teachers are not calling out the bad teachers, shame on them. Really, seriously. If school staff and administration is not calling out bad teachers, shame on them. So parents have a right to call for accountability. They're paying your salaries. They're tax dollars to keep that school maintained. And salaries are paid via the funds that, you know, that pay citizens. You don't have a choice. There are people who don't have kids in school. Haven't had kids in school in decades. They have to pay school taxes. There are people whose kids are going to a different school system, but they have to pay taxes locally. Right? And teachers, to a degree, some are, in fact, babysitting. Now, look, they do more than that, obviously. You know what I'm saying here. Those kids are in school all day with them. They're with that teacher 6 to 8 hours a day, or their teachers are on campus. Some of those kids are barely getting by because they don't want to, and they're not being pushed at home. Other kids are doing fantastic. They have parents that are involved and engaged. I realize that some parents are working two jobs. It's hard for them to engage and get involved. But do you see it? I see kids from every walk of life. Every socioeconomic rung of the ladder, if you would. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing that certain groups can't do better. I mean, they actually let Joe Biden today get away with saying that, you know, some groups, Hispanics and blacks, they can't figure out how to use the internet. Again, if the black community can't see what's happening here, I don't even know what to tell you. First of all, I said the Democrats believe that you're too stupid to figure out how to get an ID, that you're too dumb to figure out where City Hall is, you're too dumb to use a phone to figure out how to call City Hall and find out how to get an ID or where to vote or what have you. No, come on, think about all the things that they say. Right? And because you're twice or three times removed from you know, slave ancestors, we need to make sure that you're taken care of via, I don't know, welfare or what have you. whatever government program that they try to shove down your throat. I know black people. I've got black friends who say they try to give it to me. I don't want it. I don't need it. School is serving two roles. If a child, it is a child care solution as a teaching people to learn. Right? What do you mean? This is, I'm sorry. Let me fix this. I got too excited during the conversation. I can't play the conversation again because it's video and there's nasty words in it. I can't fix it. So school board members are going back and forth. School serving two roles. It is a child care solution and it's teaching people to learn. At the beginning, it was like, what do you mean? School's not child care. I'm not a babysitter. Conversation goes on to say, first of all, I found that a little disrespectful to people. What's wrong with having part of your job be child care? I mean, first of all, it depends on how you look at it, child care. I'm not trying to make excuses for the teachers or the parents. Right? If you can trust the teacher, I'm not saying you can't, but if you can trust the teachers, you trust the school they're going to, you trust the environment they're in, to a degree they are babysitting the younger kids. It's not all about teaching. It's not all learning. It's not all education. Sometimes it's keeping them from peeing their pants or taking care of them after they do, helping them learn how to clean up after themselves. I mean, this is a bigger circle, bigger picture than just straight out education, at least in the early days. Kids need to return to school, period. I'm telling you. This is a consensus among experts across the globe. For you globalists to say we can't send kids back to school, what do you pick and choose what you listen to? Or who you listen to, for that matter? That ain't right. All right. Is religion essential? Come on, seriously. Yes. Senator Brian Jones of California is introducing a Religion is Essential Act. Governor Newsom is way stepped over his bounds, and the legislators need to get behind him. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth
the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal, and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. Silent. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do what's right. No, seriously, just do what's right. You know, I always appreciate the time that people take with me, especially senators and congresspeople, or not congresspeople, but yeah, congresspeople too, I guess. Assembly members or what have you from different states and... you know, because you really wonder what's going on in those states and why they have to pass certain bills. Here, Senator Brian Jones is going to introduce a bill basically backing up freedom of religion. And he shouldn't have to. But we are in California. It definitely is a different world. Actually, I shouldn't say it that way. It's a different universe. You know what I mean? Well, I'm pleased to have Senator Brian Jones on with me. And, you know, for me lately, again, the loons, they're letting the loons run the asylum, okay, when it comes to this country as of late. Senator Brian Jones, he joins me. He's introduced a Religion is Essential Act. And what's sad, Senator Jones, is that you actually have to introduce this act. But, might I say, you are in California, so maybe not so surprising.
You know, it is amazing, and really, Joe, you know, one of the main reasons we've had to introduce it is, you know, we kind of expect our government, you know, our leftist government to be out of control and not follow the Constitution. But when the courts get involved and then start ruling in favor of these governors that are shutting down religious services, that's when it's time for the legislature to act and do our part as constitutionalists to make sure we're protecting our First Amendment rights in California. This is an effort by the Alliance for Defending Freedom. And so they're, you know, this is not nationwide, but they are picking it up in other states, you know, trying to make a statement that this is important to people's mental health and family health and everything.
Well, it is, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I know you haven't been on the show before, and I'm happy to have you on. I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy, but when I look at what's going on, keeping us from getting together, and it's not just worship. When Christians and other religious people get together, it strengthens them and helps them get stronger. It helps them, you know, get through these kind of things that we're going through. Between the masks, well, keeping us from the churches and what have you, it's weakening society, is it not?
Absolutely. And Joe, it's not just people of faith and not just, you know, like you said, not just Christians, but it's, you know, Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, you know, every faith has a aspect of coming together. But even people not of faith, the coming together and fellowshipping and interacting with each other, that's a basic human need and nature.
Right.
And so we need to protect. That's why we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment just isn't about religious freedom. It's freedom of assembly.
Yep.
So whether you're assembling for religious services or not, you, as Americans, we have that right to come together, and this is one aspect that we need to do to protect it.
Yeah, but even with this, you know, the arrogance, I'm just going to say it, the arrogance of some of these counties and the governor as a whole, when the Supreme Court comes down and says, no, no, you can't do this. You have to allow these people
right.
to assemble. And we've got a couple of counties in the state that are going, yeah, I don't think so. What do you do with that?
You know, Joe, here's the problem with where our government is right now. We've got people in office that have never been in this situation before. They don't come from a basic liberty mindset, and so when we're thrust into a situation that's, you know, there's a lot of unknowns with the pandemic when it started. Obviously, there's a lot of science that needed to be figured out at the beginning. But the one thing that doesn't change is basic liberty and basic freedoms and rights. Those don't change regardless of what external force is pushing on our country at the time. But we have all of these elected officials around the country in county office, city office, and certainly at the state level. They're just scared, Joe. They're afraid. They don't understand this thing. They really don't understand liberty and freedom, like I said. And so they don't know how they have no concept of protecting that in the first place. And now they're afraid that they can't manage and control this pandemic, which they can't. But they're trying, and everything they're doing is wrong. But and so they get, you know, they start off the argument with, you know, follow the science, and the science points to one thing, and well, that doesn't fit their political narrative, so they've got to go to something else.
That's right.
But we've got a bunch of scared people in charge right now, and they're afraid to let us be free.
Yeah, but look at it. I'm going to be flat out. You know, the show airs across the country, and they scratch their heads and go, what are you still doing there, Joe? You know, when you look at what's going on in Sacramento.
Hey, somebody's got to stay and fight with me, Joe.
That's what I always say. You know, I don't run. I'm too stupid to run. But look at.
And it's not 0 degrees like Texas.
That's true. Okay, you got that one. I'm a Boston transplant, so my first year here,
right.
I actually snowed. I actually swam it at Christmas time. It was a new thing for me. But
right.
But we've got the Democrats. Let's just be honest about it. Democrats are running this state. They've given total power to Newsom. You know, here you have a bill up. Are they really going to act on this? Because they won't even take the power away from Newsom, and they know he's out of control. I've talked to some of them.
Well, there is some good news, Joe. We you know, SB 74, which was the Keep Californians Working Act that I co-authored and a bunch of other Republicans and Democrats too had 60 co-authors.
Wow, I'm impressed.
We got we actually got most of that bill put into a budget act that will be getting approved next week. So Republicans are having an impact in Sacramento. We are getting good stuff done, and to the point of, you know, we had 60 co-authors. So that means several Democrats came on board with that bill, realizing that the governor's gone too far. Now, we can't get our Democrat colleagues right now to end the Emergency Services Act, which the legislature can by a majority vote. We can't get them to move that far, but we can get them to support particular bills, and I'm hopeful with this bill to be able to bring on several co-authors that also – look, there's plenty of Democrats that are people of faith also.
Yeah.
It's not just a Republican thing
right.
to go
no,
to church.
No Democrat, question about
non-party it. Non-party preference, you know, people who don't vote go to church.
Yeah.
Or religious services. And so I'm hoping that to be able to bring some of those people on board as well and, you know, see how far we can push this thing, maybe even get on the governor's desk.
Yeah, you are such an optimist. I got to tell you something. I tease one of your counterparts, Senator Wilk, all the time. I say, you know, what is there, 8 or 9 of you up there? I mean, my God, you don't require a big room to come together, do you? But you know.
No, there's 9 of us, but we're the mighty 9, Joe. We're up there fighting every day for not just the million people that we each represent, but the entire 40 million people of California. Because we know that conservative ideas work. Basic liberty and freedom works. That's what made our country great. And we're going to keep advocating and fighting for those principles when we're up there.
Well, the bill specifically is SB 397. It requires the government and local governments to treat religious services as essential services, which, you know, I don't know why they don't to begin with. I don't, you know, when the governor right. said he would open up churches as soon as sporting events opened up again, it really, for me anyway, it painted a picture as to what he really sees religious people as. And that,
exactly.
that is
and
scary.
That was very enlightening, wasn't it?
Yeah, mean,
That should tell all of us, people of faith, that, again, back to my point is, we've got people in elected office that don't understand these issues and don't understand these principles. And so we've got to, as voters and citizens, we've got to fight against that element of our government and elect better people to represent us.
You know, and again, here in California, it's a tough thing to do. It's just amazing. I'll ask him later on in the interview how the why Republicans in California, though they're very involved and have been elected to a lot of local seats, they can't seem to make the jump to the state seats. And you've heard me talk about that before. It's just totally confusing to me. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. When we come back, Senator Brian Jones will finish up the interview with him. The fact that he just has to, that he has to even think about introducing a Religion is Essential Act bill is, I don't know, mind-blowing to me. And Governor Newsom and other Democrat politicians, they just don't see, they don't see the value in it. Now, listen, not all Democrats, like you said, but there are some that don't see any value in doing this. And the fact that we already have religious freedom, and now we're having to defend something that's already ours, is also mind-blowing. So I'm seeing your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up right after the break.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-29 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stock boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. To get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. Text TEST to 48542.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Yes, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. In case you just joined us, I am speaking with the state, California, I should have said that before, huh? California State Senator Brian Jones, who actually introduced a bill called Religion is Essential Act. Let that sink in for a second. He has to introduce a bill that would allow Californians to exercise their constitutional right to practice religion. Anybody else find that kind of weird? Here we go. All right, so I'm gonna shift gears for you for a second here because it's the same question I ask many of the California legislators when I get them on the show, and that is, you know, we Republicans as a whole. I'm actually an elected official in the area that I'm in on a school board, very large school board, and we tend to be.
That's the hardest elected position to be in,
isn't it? They should give you a bullseye when you get elected.
Yeah,
you know.
It's the most thankless elected job, so thank you for doing that.
Well,
I appreciate
that, and you know, so but we tend to be able to grab or get elected to the local boards, the local districts, you know, towns, cities, that kind of thing. Republicans don't seem to be able to make that state jump, you know, into the assembly, into the Senate, and other positions. What's your thought process on that? Why do you think that is?
Well, Joe, in the two Senate races that we lost in Orange County this year, so that makes now 5 seats in 2 cycles that the Republicans have lost in California. The 2 seats we lost this year, our Republican incumbents, they were the incumbents, were outspent 4-1.
Yeah.
And when you have the special interests in Sacramento, and the most dangerous special interests are the public employee unions.
Right.
SEIU, CTA, AFSCME. When they can extract unlimited amounts of dollars from the employees that are employed by the state, and then they can take those tens or hundreds of millions of dollars and basically buy legislative seats,
right,
it makes it very difficult for us to compete. But let me underscore something, though. We were outspent 4-1, and both of those, and actually the 3 losses in 2018, we barely lost, Joe. We barely lost being outspent 3-1 and 4-1. So what if we could even the dollars and then have a fair playing field? Republicans could win better in California.
Oh, I agree with you. We need the money. We need the grassroots support. We need, you know, one of my mantras on the show all the time. So you don't have $100 to send a senator, but you have a cell phone and you can pick up and you can call your friends and you have, you know, a small email list. And there are ways to get the message out to help support these causes. Right. No matter Democrats that I work with and Republicans that I work with want the kids back in school. So you know, we can put our politics aside and get these kids back in school. So we can.
That should be an underscoring item, actually, Joe. You know, we need to get CTA is one of the power bases up there.
Yeah.
We got to get teachers to withdraw their political funds from that union, so that we can start. That's how we even the playing field. We raise more money. But then we've got to end the union monopoly of being able to extract tax dollars. It's basically taxpayer dollars. It's just filtered through the employee.
Yep.
But the employee has no choice but to pay it. You know, they do now because of the Janus case a couple of years ago in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So we got to start spreading that message too, that state employees can get out of paying their political union dues.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, the Assemblyman Cameron Smythe, when he was up there, the teachers union was actually spending money against him. His wife is a teacher. So the joke was her she was actually putting money in the coffers to get rid of him.
And that's exactly right.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever.
And, you know, look, we estimate that at least 30% of teachers that are members of the CTA, at least 30% are Republican, if not more. So, and same with SEIU and same with, and then you add in a whole different thing, the labor unions, which, you know, I don't have as much animosity towards them because it's not taxpayer dollars, but a lot of IBEW guys, carpenters, pipe fitters, iron workers, a lot of those guys are conservative.
Oh, yeah.
And Republican.
Yeah. No, being on the school board, again, once you prove yourself and you prove that you're not just, you know, a hardcore right-wing wacko, just like we have them on the left, too, but when you show them that you're in it for the kids, I was amazed at how many conservative teachers there were that came out and, you know, private messaged me or called me and said, look, thank you, or this is what I'd like to see happen. This is what I'm up against. Can you help me out? And they're there. We have big numbers. They just need to not be afraid to come forward. Senator Jones, how do people help you? How do they get involved in this? If they're California listeners, how do they help you? And, you know, nationwide, how do they help? Let's just put it out there.
Well, they can go to my website, electbrianjones.com, and they can, there's an email link there. Send me an email or sign up for my newsletter there, and we'll make sure they're in the system to be able to help. And, you know, in California, if you're interested in helping the Religious is the Essential Act, they can go to my state website, which is senate.ca.gov/Jones, and send in a letter. And wherever they are in the state, we'll make sure their senator hits their note of support.
And what I'll do is, because that is kind of long, we'll put these links up on the website. We'll put these links up on the interview. And, keep up the good fight. I know what it's like, man. I know what it's like to feel like sometimes you're definitely in the minority, but you keep fighting. And, and that shows me a sign of integrity. So, Senator Jones, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time with me.
Joe, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. And these guys are up against it. I mean, think about something. They're in there fighting a battle. And a lot of times, I won't say they're totally alone, but the numbers are so small that you do feel like you're fighting alone. And sometimes, people don't see it, or the others in and around you don't actually see it. And I'm not saying, I see it all. They don't. That's not it at all. But there are times when, we've all got our things that bother us, that we want to see change. And it's like that on any board, school board, water board, city council, even at the legislative level. I mean, that's why they vote the way they vote, because they don't see things the same way. Some are totally ideological, right? Some are because you don't see it that way. So, you have to press your point. You have to make your point. Why you're right, or why your way of thinking is closer to the truth than the other person's, or better for the community than the other person's, for that matter. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. And while we're at that break, I would love it if you would take a few minutes, go up to the website, therealside.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. If you don't want to do that, I get it. That's fine. Maybe you get too much mail already. But check out the fight that we currently have going on with Katie, ex-council person, who this rumor is that she may try to run again. Ex-council person Katie Hill. And she has gone after a couple of us, totally unfounded, right? Things that she's accused us of doing, or accused me of doing, if you would, that weren't done, that I didn't do. And we need help, because you have to defend yourself. You can't just let it go. And they know it. And this is one of the ways they break conservatives. They try to bankrupt them. So head over to the website, therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. When in the next hour, I mean, I'm serious. This is the amount of crazy stories that are coming out. Can you imagine if Joe Biden was a Republican and did what he's doing now? Do you know what the left would do? Yeah, you're right. They would. They'd be going out of their minds. In the next hour, that's part of what we're going to talk about. I'll continue on, too, with school board members and how they mock members of the community and how they don't even... They really, more and more progressives are getting on these school boards. And the progressives are like, well, what's so bad about the word progressive? Well, the word progressive in and of itself is not bad at all. If you are truly a progressing, if you truly are teaching children the proper way, instead of regressing, going back in history, trying to rewrite it so it fits what you believe to be truth. There's a socialist, progressive Bernie lover on a school board close to me, who feels that George Washington did absolutely nothing for this country, which is why he wouldn't support President's Day. What do you think of that? Now, he obviously didn't study history. He has no clue as to what Washington did, the battles that he fought. Or maybe that's it. The fact that he fought battles is what's bothering him. This person who's against it. I don't want to tell you yet. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. You know what? You can't make this stuff up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.